By the time we reached the spot, both me and the dragon were exhausted. But finally, we were nearly at the barrage. And it was about time too, because the little dragon had got heavier and heavier and heavier with every step I took closer to the sea. I was convinced that it had been growing in the bag, as if the closer to freedom it got, the larger it grew. Just a little bit further, I kept saying to myself. I had to make sure we got to the right spot on the barrage to give the little sea dragon the best chance it had of making it to the islands. I knew that the current out there in the Bristol Channel could be strong, and even though I was sure it was a good little swimmer, I didn't want it to get swept off course and end up being lost somewhere else. But by now, I was really very tired, and I found myself putting down the shopping bag. Just for a moment, I said to myself, just to gather my strength. And then, in horror, I realised that the sea dragon was almost twice the size it had been before. It had grown so much. And it was looking very worried too, like it knew I wasn't going to be able to carry it all the way. "Can you walk?" I asked it. But then it showed me its feet, which were flippers. It didn't seem to be able to do that much on land at all, apart from flop about. It needed to go back in the sea. "It's all right," I said to it. "I'll get you there." But I wasn't feeling very confident. Every bit of me was aching by now, and I thought that if I let myself, I could probably go to sleep right there and then. Suddenly, I heard a rustling sound. Oh no, what was that? And then, along the path in front of us, came the most enormous crocodile I have ever seen in my whole life. It was huge. It had row upon row of glinting white teeth, then a very long tail. And there was nothing I could do but watch helplessly as it got closer and closer and closer. I closed my eyes, expecting any minute to be swallowed whole. But then I heard it stop short. And snap, 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 I heard it open and shut its mouth a few times. Well, I opened my eyes and saw that it was looking at both of us expectantly. It didn't seem to want to eat us at all. Instead, it looked like it wanted to help. Well, the little sea dragon certainly thought the same thing because it went flipping and flopping excitedly towards the enormous crocodile and tried to climb on its back. This night was going from strange to downright bizarre, but I decided to trust the dragon. I scooped it up with difficulty and put it back in the shopping bag, and then I climbed on the crocodile's back myself and clasped the bag tightly in one arm and the back of the crocodile with the other hand. The dragon popped its head out of the bag as, whoosh, the crocodile took off running at a rate of knots towards the barrage. My heart lifted as it did. This was going to be okay. But suddenly, the crocodile wasn't running on the ground anymore, but in the air. It got higher and higher and higher, and I clasped onto the dragon with one hand and the crocodile's spiny back with the other, and I felt my heart plunge into my throat. Below us, Cardiff Bay was laid out in beautiful specks of light and glistening water, but we were going higher and higher and higher, and now there were wisps of cloud around my ankles and the wind was very cold. What was going to happen to us? Was the crocodile going to drop us from a great height? Terror gripped me, but the little sea dragon didn't seem bothered at all. I realised suddenly that the harder I gripped the spine of the crocodile, the higher it was going. Relax, I thought to myself. It was very hard to. I tried to unclench my grip. I tried to enjoy the experience of flying on the back of a crocodile. And just at that moment, just as I started to relax, the crocodile began to descend again in one smooth swoop. The bay came into view once more, then the barrage, and on the other side the Bristol Channel. And in the estuary were the two dark humped shapes of the two islands of summer. When the dragon saw them, it squeaked with delight. Down, down, down we came until the crocodile landed bang slap on the barrage. We slipped off its back, and I have never been more grateful to feel solid earth below my feet. I turned to say thank you to the crocodile, but it had frozen in one spot. It's still there now. Why don't you go and find it? If you sit on its back during the day, it'll stay right where it is. But if you go during the night, you might find yourself swooping up into the sky, clinging on for dear life. Just remember, you have to relax, and then it'll take you safely back to Earth.